Apple and Google, from friends to frenemies. This is Future Tense. From American Public Media, I'm John Gordon. The departure of Google CEO Eric Schmidt from the Apple Board of Directors highlights the growing competition between the two companies, according to Philip Elmer DeWitt, who writes the Apple 2.0 blog for Fortune. Schmidt had been on the Apple board since August 2006.
When he joined the board 3 years ago, there was almost no overlap. But over the last 3 years, the overlap has become greater and greater. The most obvious things are Android, which is Google's smartphone operating system, which competes directly with the iPhone operating system, and now Chrome operating system, which competes with Mac OS. It actually goes much deeper than that, and I could rattle off a list of places where they compete, which makes it sound like this whole thing was ridiculous to start with.
Well, what other areas do they compete in?
You know, in music and video, Apple has iTunes and Google has YouTube. In email, there's Apple's Mail versus Gmail. There's Address Book versus Contacts. There's iCal versus Google Calendar. There's iChat versus Google Talk, iPhoto versus Picasa, that's the ones I can think of. You know, it got so bad that 3 months ago, the FCC started a discussion with the two companies about whether Schmidt's position on the board might constitute a violation of the Clayton Antitrust Act. So the wheels were in motion at the FCC, and then the big problem emerged on Friday when the FCC launched an inquiry into why exactly had Apple rejected Google Voice, Google's very powerful and very exciting voicemail management system. That was a very pointed inquiry, and we're not really sure who initiated it. It could have been Apple trying to protect himself from AT&T. It could have been Google trying to protect itself from those two. But the net result was that Jobs and Schmidt now found themselves on the opposite side of a federal investigation.
That inquiry sounds like it could be the straw that broke the camel's back. But when you list all of those areas where the two companies compete, it's amazing that Schmidt was on the Apple board in the first place.
You have to remember that almost none of these things were happening 3 years ago. At the time, they were both united in their common hatred and fear of Microsoft. Google was basically a web search and web advertising company, and Apple was building devices. The iPhone, it either just come out or was about to come out. Google had not told anybody it was working on Android. Most of this is new. Most of this is developed. And, you know, they're sort of increasingly in each other's backyard. And so at some point it had to stop.
Journalist Philip Elmer DeWitt has covered Apple for pretty much the company's entire history. He writes a blog called Apple 2.0. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.